He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the game day edition. The Texans were looking for their first win at Indianapolis on Sunday, and it looked like they were going to get it until late in the fourth quarter. The Texans ultimately lost 33-27. Coach Gary Kubiak, quarterback Sage Rosenfels, and running back Steve Slayton talked about the loss. But before we get to that, make sure your Texans are well represented at the 2009 Pro Bowl. You can vote for players like Andre Johnson, Mario Williams, and D'Amico Ryans on NFL.com. The deadline is December 9th, so get your vote in now.
I 72. I 72.
The Texans looked like they were going to steal one in Indy for the first time in team history. Houston led at the half 13-9 thanks to two field goals from Chris Brown and a one-yard touchdown run from Amon Green. It also helped that the Colts dropped five of Peyton Manning's passes in the first two quarters. But after intermission, it was a different story for Kubiak and the gang.
You know, John, we just, bottom line, we didn't stop them, you know, and they, you want to make this team run the ball, obviously, and felt like we did a good job of that throughout the first half. Second half, it shows you what kind of patience they have. They said, okay, if you want us to run it, we'll run it. We obviously didn't do a good enough job and started getting down into some eight-man fronts, and then when we did that, they started picking us apart. So credit to Peyton and their football team and their patience. You know, we had a hard time stopping them the second half.
The Colts had 302 of their 474 yards and three touchdowns in the second half, and the Texans let Joseph Addai run all over them. Where the Texans did have success was on the ground. They ran for 177 yards and averaged 7.1 yards per carry. Quarterback Sage Rosenfels threw only 18 passes, and he completed 13 for 192 yards.
Well, that was the whole reason we were in that game, I think. It was our running game, and we ran the ball fairly well against them last time we played. And as we knew we wanted to do this time, you just don't want to throw the ball 40 times against them. With the way they pass rush, because that's really all their defensive line does is pass rush. I mean, they totally sell out. It's what they get paid a lot of money to do, and they're great at it. I mean, they're as good as in the league at pass rushing. So you want to run the ball, and that's what we did, and our offensive line did a great job, and the backs did a great job.
Rookie Steve Slayton was the star on the ground, running for 156 yards and scoring on a 71-yard touchdown. It was the longest run in team history.
It had everybody stacked in the box. It was third and short. It happened in our first drive. It was a third and short. I got a pretty big run, but fumbled the ball. But this time it happened, and it was just nobody in the way.
The Texans did run into traffic on the final drive of the game. Rosenfels threw an interception at the Colts' 35-yard line with 32 seconds left to hand Indy the game.
Well, no, we're just, you know, the thing that you're trying to do right there is just get yourself in position to throw, you know, a Hail Mary toward the end zone. That's all you're trying to do. And we were, I don't know exactly what yard line we were on, but probably I think we're very close to having an opportunity to do that. So I just, you know, told Sage, hey, right there, you don't have to do nothing heroic. Just get us to the 40-yard line and let's throw one up for grabs and see if we get lucky and walk out of here with a big win, you know. So just, you know, I'd like to have had a chance to do that. We give them credit. They made a play. Appreciate it.
As always, thanks for listening to the Texans Today Game Day Edition. And remember, it's always football time in Houston. Football.